civilians. An official says a rubber dinghy carrying migrants has sunk off Turkey's northern coast, leaving at least 21 people dead. Two migrants were rescued. Two others were able to make it to shore on their own. This is SRN News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. Bitcoin is high, but do not buy. The reason why you should not buy when Bitcoin's high, because there's barely anything that it will buy. Bitcoin is high, but if you buy, you must be high, high, high. Congress banning TikTok, 'cause we're getting spied upon by China, wasting time on this like this. Not a million other problems they could solve. Trump and Biden, it's a rematch. The election, no one wants it, but it's happening. Grazie. Tune in next week where I sing about my busted bracket.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's after 3 o'clock, so where do we start today? One of the rare times, in fact, I think the last time I actually had a real meltdown on the morning show.
Yeah.
Was when we worked with that older woman. When the decision came down on the Fannie Willis case, I just blew my stack.
Yep.
This is such be as old schme as it. That's the only way to describe it.
And where is the governor of Georgia? I realize that the governor of Georgia, Kemp, and Raffensperger, his state's attorney general, turned in their testicles when they took office. They should have done away with this. This shouldn't even be a story today. The only story that should be is how much prison time she and her lover boy are going to serve for stealing money from taxpayers, for perjuring their asses off on the witness stand. That's the only thing that should be in play today. But Judge Puss McAfee, you can stay, but you can't unless he goes. Or if he wants to stay, then you got to step down. What kind of crap is that? If that doesn't give Trump and everybody else that's involved in this phony-ass case reason to at least get a mistrial, I don't know what is. What a disgrace. Mm-hmm. I'm still pissed. And then the bitch has the nerve to say, well, because of my race. And the judge called her out on that today. I'll give him credit for that. Your race is what got you elected, so don't use it as an excuse, because you are subject to the same standards as any other judge, no matter what color, if you're committing crimes in office and corrupt as the day is long. And who, where's our illustrious DOJ? This is such an, and then she gets called to Congress to testify and doesn't show up.
Right.
So you're really setting a great example as a law-abiding citizen.
She's above the law. You know that.
She's above the law, but she's below whale turds, as far as I'm concerned. That's pretty low, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, phone's ringing and we don't... Okay.
What'd you do, Greg? What'd you do?
I can't imagine. Plus, I have pulled up on the computer the Dylan Mulvaney video where he's celebrating womanhood with a bunch of other fake women, too. Fake women, fake prosecutors, fake crap. Happy hour on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACB, where we kick around the stories of the day. Oh, jeez. And then I understand, if I can pull this story up, our illustrious mayor is busy pissing away money again.
Oh?
Yeah, well, but we're doing all the... Whenever they say they're doing money for infrastructure, they're not going to pave a road or build a bridge. They're going to waste it and invest it in stuff that'll probably be destroyed or useless within weeks. Oh, the Etowah-Prattville Public Library fired their executive director.
Oh, yeah. 1819's got a good story about that. Really good.
So, you know, I wish I understood that better. We brought that story up a long time ago, and nobody in Prattville seemed to care, so I didn't stay with it. But what's the gist of it? He wants to be able to...
Yeah. He wants to be able to do things his way and not the way that the, I would say, the board of directors... wanted. So
now, does the board of directors want to make sexually explicit material available to kids?
They do not.
Well, good. Then they made the right call.
Yeah, this is a new board.
Yeah, it's a new board. This board was voted in for a reason.
All right. I got it.
Yep.
Glad to see that. That's one. All right.
Very glad to see it.
We have T Spear on the phone.
Well, I tell you what, I was living this morning when I saw that verdict or that. Statement, it wasn't a verdict. And here it is, that judge just allowed every single criminal in the state of Georgia to go free. Because if Fannie Willis gets off for what she did, they should all get off for whatever they did.
It's just beyond my... And what steps are being taken to... is she being investigated? If she's under investigation, she shouldn't be able to try Donald Trump, period.
That's correct.
The attorney general should appoint somebody else to take her place, so they should just toss the damn thing.
Well,
but that judge is compromised because she appointed him.
Right.
Well, so she has a new slave today, and his name is McAfee. And she owns him, and he knows it.
Yeah.
That was absolutely a travesty of justice. And I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not.
They should both be facing criminal charges, the two of them.
Agreed.
Yes, that's true.
Felonies, jail time. And we have nobody with the balls to go after him. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, hopefully somebody will find some. That young lady, Meacham, I believe her last name is, she certainly has the courage to go after him.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine how she feels today to have all of that evidence presented to that judge, handed to him on a silver platter. And he says, well, you know, if one steps down, then they can stay. Oh, no.
That's ridiculous.
No.
They're both criminals. They both should be off the case, minimum,
100%.
And being investigated. They should be referring for criminal investigation.
You're exactly correct.
I understand. Thank you, T-Spear. I understand that Willis is supposed to make a statement today. I can't wait to hear that.
But yeah, it's just, you're bad, I'm good.
All right, here's an article that offers hope from the New York Post. Fannie Willis dodged a bullet Friday when a judge ruled she can remain as prosecutor on the Trump interference case, but she's not in the clear yet. Fulton County, Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott My Nutsack Is Empty McAfee may have allowed her to continue on the case as long as special prosecutor and ex-boyfriend Nathan Wade steps away, but his ruling reprimanded their conduct, which hurts her credibility both inside and outside the courtroom. Wade put in his resignation today, saying it was in the interest of democracy. What an asshole.
Yeah.
In dedication to the American public and to move his case forward as quickly as possible. While she is likely to meet former President Trump and his co-defendants in court, the DA is firmly on notice that any additional mishaps and missteps will come back to haunt her severely, according to Georgia State University law professor somebody. She is really now on heightened alert and needs to button things up on her end. Really? Button them up? Just a couple of loose ends here and there? I should wait till Jacqueline gets here to get her take on this.
Right.
In addition to an expected appeal from the Trump lawyers, she faces other hurdles. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee, headed by Chairman Jim Jordan, was already launched. Oh, good. Well, Jim Jordan still has his balls. A Georgia Senate commission has already begun hearings on the possible misuse of funds. See, all of this, anytime somebody's in a position to prosecute and convict somebody else when they themselves are being investigated, that should be an automatic you're off the case.
Right.
Had the judge removed her, he would have been doing her a favor. We wouldn't even be talking about this anymore. I wonder if they're just not going to... I mean, given the appearance of impropriety. Appearance, are you kidding?
And I thought that was the rule, if it was any of appearance of it. It's obvious here.
Well, then they just play the race card. And I'm so sick of that, too. It's 2024, right. Not 1963. So let's get over it, okay? There are people in power, people of color in power all over this country that are destroying their cities, making a joke out of the justice system.
Mm-hmm.
Some accountability is in order. A couple have ended up in jail. I'm still pissed at George at W for allowing himself to be browbeaten into that humiliating public apology for Katrina when they actually had it right. When the mayor of New Orleans, he went to jail ultimately, but I don't know if he's still in there or not. And Governor Blankout at the time refused to order a 72-hour mandatory evacuation ahead of Katrina, as Bush and his team suggested, instead saying they didn't want to be seen as taking orders from a Republican president. So instead, let's kill 1,000 of our citizens through our own negligence.
I know.
There's a showdown coming here. And this is just totally unacceptable. Happy St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick, isn't he the patron saint of alcoholics?
I thought so. Is it today, though? Because I don't have green on.
I thought it was the 17th.
No, it's Sunday.
Okay, because I don't want you to come over here and pinch me.
Thank God.
You can be.
It's just another great American holiday to get you-know-what faced.
It's amateur day.
Look at that collection of losers. They got them on Fox Business. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
They're a joke.
What kills me during all this and everything that's come out, and you know there's more that they didn't see, they didn't let out.
Right.
People still defend her. I just can't get over that. And they back up the race car deal with her. Again, take the race out of it. Just look at her character and what she's done. And how can you defend
her? You can't complain about her character because she has no character. Think about it. You're banging a guy that you appoint as prosecutor and shuffle over $500,000 in his direction, which we know is used to splurge.
Yeah.
And I believe that was done at the time because they thought they could get away with it.
They know they could. And they did, Greg.
They did. And if they got caught, they would, do what we're hearing
today.
What's
his punishment? He got the girl, he got the money, and now he gets to walk away.
Unbelievable. We now...
Hello.
We'll give you the first... Hey. Look who's here, everybody. It's Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Coming in hot.
That's how we're starting today, hot.
I know, I heard you. I had to turn it off because I had Steven in the car.
Mm.
I heard you drop the B word, and I was like, oh, gosh. What am I walking into?
Well...
Happy Friday, happy hour.
That's what I hope you were walking into.
See, there's a chance if I can get all of this out now, we can turn to some lighter subjects later. But this is serious stuff.
I mean, it's serious, but at the same time, are you surprised?
No.
Disappointed.
I mean, well, welcome to politics, Eddie Bader.
Expecting a judge. Right. Expecting a judge compromised by his appointment by the person. I don't know how that happens.
You know, I have learned in the last few months that you can't wonder the whys. You just have to move on.
Okay.
Because you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to figure out the why.
That's a very good point.
There's...
But the giving up on that part is the hard.
I don't know who you think you're talking to, Eddie Bader.
That's the hard part.
But, at the end of the day, you can't let it ruin your day.
Yeah.
Well, get settled, get comfortable, and we'll move on to some... Oh, we got to play the Dylan Mulvaney song. You saw
that. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
I
have not heard it. And, I must have missed out on that opportunity.
It's just another American freak show.
Was it National Women's Day?
Well, it's International Women's History Month.
Oh, something. Is it?
It's always something. Somebody's always...
Every month is National History Women's Month in my world, Greg.
I was reading a story the other day about Antonio Brown, who I believe played for Alabama. Mm-hmm. And he's a piece of work.
Yeah.
He apparently was loaned some jewelry from a jeweler.
Yeah.
Why would you?
And texted him back, "You ain't getting this back, cracker." Nice guy. Racist. Asshole. Another one. They're just all over the place.
I learned so many new words that you can say on the air every time I listen.
You can't say them. I can.
Why are you allowed to say them?
He's closest to the dump button.
Are you dumping them?
No.
No. But just in case.
I'm over here like,
ooh. I'll pull up. It's in the New York Post.
Well, I mean, that doesn't... That's not my...
That's your go-to paper?
No, it's not.
It's not her jam.
I'm a jam, Rosie.
It's not your jam.
I'm a jam.
Well, just count me as one of those average, everyday Americans who has had it with the, I'll dump this, the show we're being put through right now.
Mm.
Okay, so that word you have to dump.
That word I have to dump.
But,
I would like,
but not the B word or the A word.
No.
Why that word, then?
Right. I don't understand
that. I can understand, F word.
You're absolutely correct. I'm going to pull up that Antonio Brown story because I would
and
like to
Rosie,
see.
And by no means am I saying the F word. I'm just asking, hypothetically speaking.
Well, I can say forking. I said that several times this
I don't
morning.
Trust myself. Mm-mm. I don't trust myself. You will have to red button me
don't
very
go there.
Quickly.
Yep. Not going to go
I
there.
Don't trust. Where is Kate Middleton, Greg?
I have no idea what's going on with her.
I'm not worried.
I've heard that she perhaps...
She's not unalived.
Here.
No, that is no. I'm hoping it's a Diana 2.0 situation where she's like, "Hey, William, let me tell you what I'm gonna do over here."
I don't.
I have gone down the TikTok rabbit hole of where Kate Middleton is, and I really have nothing better to do with my life at this point. So I'm like, hey.
TikTok won't be here much longer.
Yeah.
Here's the Antonio Brown thing from Phil Mushnick in the New York Post. Former NFL All-Pro wide receiver and career lowlife Antonio Brown, now a rapper, of course, may have moved to the top of Roger Goodell's list to perform at next year's Super Bowl.
I love that for him.
Good for him.
Last week, Brown failed to respond to legal charges that he failed to return $1.1 million in jewelry he borrowed from celebrity jeweler Jean Louis Shuki. Brown instead texted Shuki, "You can't get S-bomb, cracker. Cracker, you beat, and stop calling me you bitch." Obviously, this is a college-educated man with a vast grasp of the English language.
He went to Alabama.
Well, recently departed Alabama head coach Nick Saban, now with ESPN, said that last season, student athletics was revealed to him as a total con.
Yep.
Brown, in 3 years, 2007-09, matriculated through his junior year at Central Michigan, the academic con that Saban recently lamented has been in conspicuous view for decades. Brown, by the way, has released a rap album, Whole Lot of Money.
Love it.
Yeah. Akira, and this is the value, the example being said.
Why was he arrested there?
Oh, curious name given to that. He was arrested for alleged failure to pay child support.
Yeah, he has six children from three women.
Yep.
So absolutely, Roger Goodell, make sure you put his ass out there at halftime next year.
And
in the
Super
Bowl.
Listen, if he's listening and he needs a good child support attorney, mm-hmm. Dana and I are here to help, but like he's gonna pay me.
Yeah, I'd get it up front if
yeah.
I were you.
Well,
yeah.
I mean if he tells a jeweler
yeah.
to whom he owes $1.1 million and says, "You ain't getting nothing, cracker."
Well, I feel like this one is going to get paid on the front end.
I have a question with that. Have you ever had, not you, you're too good for this, but what happens if you have a client and in the middle of the trial, you're just like, "That's it, I can't take no more of this dude no more. Judge, he's guilty. He's an absolute piece of crap. I can't take it. He's ruined my life trying to represent this guy.
He's ruining my life.
I'm out."
You know, actually, that happens far, far more frequent than you would think.
I would think it would. Just me.
And it's not so much like a guilty innocent. It's more of a, you know, you can only lead a horse to water.
Can't
and sometimes you can look at a client and realize why they're in the position that they're in.
Yes.
And you try to help somebody to the best of your ability, but I am not a magician.
Right.
I'm not a fortune teller. I am not a magician. There's only so much that we can do. And some people are their own worst enemies.
Yep.
A lot of times judges, if it is close to trial or during a trial, like let's say testimony is bifurcated, they will not let you get out. And you're kind of just stuck.
Oh, yeah.
I got a big pile of Jake Cronin stories.
But it has happened before where somebody is so repugnant that
what do?
You file a motion to withdraw. And there's a rule that allows you as counsel or if somebody's going to, like, commission a crime.
Yes.
There are rules under the Alabama Rules of Professional Responsibility that afford an attorney specific instances. But being that I just don't like you is not a ground.
Okay.
We have a call, and then we'll take the 3:30 break. It's Junebug.
Yeah, I don't call very often because it's hard to talk. Y'all be beeping me out about this Annie Willis. It makes me sick, but I'm not going to talk anymore because I'm going to start cussing. I love your show, though. Have a good one.
Thank you, Junebug. I went to high school with a Junebug. Well, junior high school, but I don't think this was him.
So, later on, after we finished purging ourselves of the angst of horrible news, we can talk to Jacqueline about a wife who is finished with sex.
Oh, only one?
That's not just me. What?
I'm sorry.
I got
Eddie Bader Randall. Use your God-given name.
That's my government name.
Your government name?
That's my government name.
All right, we'll hit the traffic dungeon. We'll also check the Live in Fear Doppler, see if there's more rain coming. But the first batch got through. Left us a lot of rain. At
the worst possible time.
Yeah.
Lunchtime.
But I think that's cleared the area. Well, we'll take a look and find out. Why should I guess? That's dumb when you have Live in Fear Doppler handy. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the company to team up with. Won't be long. We're already halfway through March. The Ides of March. And we'll be looking at really, really hot weather, and we'll be missing some of the days that we've enjoyed recently where it's nice and cool in the morning and moderate in the afternoon. And that system of yours that keeps you and your family comfortable will be working overtime. Make sure it's ready for the task ahead by teaming up with Clark's. Buy a Clark's Club membership for $180. You'll get two tune-ups over the next 12 months. They'll be out right away to get you ready for the warm weather season ahead, and then they'll come back in October, get you ready for the cold weather season. Make sure the system is running efficiently and clean so it doesn't fill your house with dust or what I always described as burnt belly button lint, that awful aroma.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want that. And then with that, those two tune-ups, which cost you a lot more if you were to just buy them a la carte online or something, you also have the, you buy the word now. Clark's Club members, when there's a crisis, whether it's heating, AC, or plumbing, they have amazing plumbers, they're on the way. They're getting ready to take care of your situation ASAP. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. Here's the first update from Skipper.
Rain in the area, please use caution wherever you are. I'm looking at the cams right now. I-65 and 85 light to moderate all the way through Montgomery. We had an accident earlier on 65 northbound before Cobbs Ford Road. That is cleared, as well as all of our other minor accidents around the city. No major problems anywhere, but traffic is beginning to get busy as we get into the afternoon, so keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert.
No time for a
get your tickets now.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Head over to Hulu this March, where our new shows and movies will keep you streaming all month long. Catch the award-winning movie, Poor Things, starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Willem Dafoe. Check out the new documentary, Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told, about the iconic Atlanta street party. And don't miss FX's Shogun, a reimagining of the epic tale, starring Anna Sawai. So, what are you waiting for? Go stream something new on Hulu.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The state of Alabama reached a $220 million settlement with two opioid distributors on Thursday to resolve litigation in Alabama. The case was successfully settled after more than a year and a half of litigation. The state will share the settlement funds with local governments and public hospitals. The Alabama Democratic Party is reviewing a challenge in Montgomery County Circuit Court Judge primary between Monet McCorby Gaines and Greg Griffin. Gaines unofficially won the primary, but the party is putting together a committee to look into Greg Griffin's challenge. Montgomery Whitewater will officially kick off its spring season this weekend. The 120-acre park includes the world's most advanced whitewater system. This season will feature concerts, competitions, including the U.S. Olympic team trials, and family-friendly festival-style events. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck and no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, stranger. Can I buy you a beer?
Sure. What kind?
They're selling green beer.
Well, obs, but what variety? Lager, Pilsner, a Kolsch, perhaps an ale?
I don't know. Ale?
Okay, well, an IPA, APA, double IPA, New England IPA, West Coast IPA. I just hope it's not English style.
Well, it's green, so Irish style?
Yeah, there's no such thing. Well, what varietal of hops? Cascade, Mosaic, Citra, Imperial, Simcoe. Oh, and a quick follow-up. Was it dry hopped? And if so, for how long?
All I know is it comes out of that tap and it costs $2.
Well, at least it's draft beer. You know, when I first started my craft beer journey, when draft wasn't available, I'd only drink out of bottles, like Pliny the Elder. Canned beer was unspeakable until they started selling 16-ounce cans and 4-packs and charging $16. Wait, hey, where you going?
To buy someone else a beer.
Can you see if they have any Baltic porters?
Man, it's never been my jam. We got to use that word a lot today because Jay Quillen taught it to
us. That's right.
My jam.
We'd be teaching her that we pay attention when she speaks.
I appreciate that.
But I've never... I just don't have the sophistication gene. I mean, I can dress up. I can clean up.
Yeah, you look good.
But I'm not one to talk about... And in fact, I kind of like that whole point about the different types of beer and hops and barley. I think that's all bullcrap. I don't think anybody knows what they're talking about with that.
I mean, like, I'm not a beer drinker. Like, I'm definitely not a connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell the difference.
I can tell the difference.
Between, like, a hoppy beer or, like, a non-hoppy, like an IPA.
Yeah, IPA. Tastes like...
Look, I actually know what I'm talking... Like, doesn't it sound like I know what I'm talking about? Or, like, a stout... Right?
Yeah.
All I know
right.
Is look at me. Look at this. I'm like, maybe
a stout?
I am.
What's, stout. Tell me about a stout.
There's like different types of
beer. I know
beer.
You're astute, but I don't know about a stout. Well,
maybe a Guinness is what I think about with a stout.
Oh, yeah. Like a stout, I think of like a dark, beer. Heavier beer, yeah. More of hoppy. I feel like you can really taste like the wheat. It's got a earthy taste to it. When I think of an IPA, I think of like a Blue Moon, or like a Fat Tire.
Why not just take a tablespoon of garden dirt and dump it in a blast?
Well, that's what you could do because I don't drink beer.
Or with the Blue Moon, you take a slice of orange.
No, see, like I only drink beer when I'm in the Caribbean and it's hot. I like international beers
red
like
stripe?
That. Yeah, like I'm a Red Stripe or I'm a Corona with a lime girl.
Ah.
If I'm in the United States of America and we're like at the rodeo, I'm drinking like a Bud Heavy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I want like a solid.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bud.
I'm a Bush Light guy. Bush lattes.
No, see, I'm like a Budweiser out of a can.
I used to be a Budweiser guy, but.
Rosie, I look over Rosie's like just straight up judgment.
No.
Straight up like,
no,
what is.
I'm
Jacqueline
not.
Is not who I thought she was. But in the interest of full disclosure.
Yes.
I am a Cabernet Seven, you know, like
out of the box or out of the bottle.
Well, you know, it depends. Like okay. if I'm at the pool, okay,
yeah,
and it's like a hot summer day.
Okay,
a nice bag wine is not upsetting me. Like I could just take my bag wine out to the pool and I'm fine with it.
Why is bag wine looked down upon? I thought it was.
You know, it's not.
A convenience
it's not.
Factor.
And I'll tell you right now, at the Costco, the big box store,
mm-hmm.
literally, you can get a box. It's actually like an adult Capri Sun. Instead of that. You can get a
box. That's a great line.
You can get a box wine that's like 3 liters of wine for like $13.99. That is a screaming deal, Kirkland's.
It sounds like it's any Green Springs or Boone's Farm.
But it's not, though.
$2 Chuck.
Hi, who is on the phone calling our show?
Oh, 1 second. This is Sam calling from Pike County. Y'all were discussing adult beverages, and I thought that, well, this is something I can speak to. And
all right.
About. What you got?
Hey, y'all. No. I just, when Jacqueline started up about the bag, it's beautiful. I like taking the bag of wine out and putting it on ice, you know, for that occasional. Yeah.
Stick a straw on it, man.
And it doesn't draw a lot of attention.
No.
Yeah, man. I'm not saying take it to church, but, you know, it's to me.
Hey, I'm Catholic. Speak for yourself.
There was something else, and I'm going to hate myself.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Listen, like, now that we are no longer running a campaign,
yeah.
We could tell some stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, during your college years, was there a preferred beer then, or is it like most of us, just
okay,
beer?
Okay, so I want everybody out there to understand that I went to Florida State
right,
University.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay? One of the best college party towns in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Bullwinkle's made it into the Playboy magazine.
Yep.
Top college bar of all time.
Really?
Spent a lot of time there with my good buddy Taylor Keggy. Okay? Yeah, that's her last name, Keggy.
Keggy?
Oh, yeah.
She's doing okay.
She actually was from Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to her wedding in 2 weeks. I'm so
cool.
Pumped. Yes. She's a realtor.
I love her already.
So anyways, was there a favorite beer in college? Yes. Yes, there was. Free.
That's what I thought.
Free beer.
That's my girl.
But
honest answer.
Florida State had Mike's Beer Barn. Okay, you ready for this? It was a gas station.
Yeah.
But like an old-timey service station that they built a convenience store on top of.
Right.
And it was a drive-thru.
I've heard of these.
Yes, it was a drive-thru beer barn. It was like a farm store, but just beer and gas and cigarettes.
Yeah, there was one of those on
Panama City,
Sterling Road, I think.
Okay,
so it's not like a car wash that grabs you.
It's kind of
like, or do you drive?
No, you have to like be able to drive yourself through it. But
yeah.
They would get, and we would get like, I don't even know what kind of beer it was, whatever was on the keg, gallons of beer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the fraternities had keg parties and stuff, but like, I mean, it was whatever was there.
Right.
Panama City Beach had Anderson's drive through, and anyway, it was, there it was. Just drove right through. They fixed her up. Ms. Thompson?
Yes.
I was going to tell you, I thought about you just a few days ago. I was in the pig store, the Piggly Wiggly, and they've got that extra crunchy, not the regular, extra crunchy on sale.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I figure it's a small market that, you know, the people that eat that.
You're speaking my love language.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not done, right? But yeah, I just saw that.
It's not churned all the way.
Yeah, that's strange. That would be a strange. Listen, that's all I got.
Thank I appreciate it. I'm going to go to the pit.
Beer fest. You know, anybody wants to learn about beer, you got beer fest, wine fest, all that's coming up in Montgomery soon. So thank y'all.
Thank you.
Bert Kreischer. You went to the same college Bert Kreischer went to. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a comedian. Probably the number one comedian.
I don't know. You'd have to show me.
Bert Reynolds went to.
He did. And let me tell you something. You know who can party at a football game? Oh, yeah. I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
Bert Reynolds, even in his older age, he had his own box. And he would come, and his box was in the student section. And he was a good time.
I bet. Dude, it'd be great to party with Bert.
Man, and...
I had lunch with the guy, and he was as dull as dishwater.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You need to see him at a Florida State Seminoles football game.
Well,
you're
maybe
missing
it's the
out.
Environment. Maybe it was me.
Maybe it was you.
Maybe he was a little
maybe he was intimidated.
Intimidated, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, honestly, Greg.
I mean, like, Greg, you could be quite intimidating.
What was the place along the Intracoastal Waterway between Sunrise and Oakland that was a big...
Shooters?
No.
Septembers?
No. No, it was on the waterway.
It has Christopher's.
I know all those places, but I don't think it's the one I'm thinking of.
Was it a name, like two people's names?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna ask my mom. Greg, I'm gonna text my mom because she'll remember. Mom.
It's an interesting source for information of this nature. While you're texting Mom, I am going to talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. And for those of you who are looking for something reliable and under $10,000 in great condition, we have a 2001 Grand Marquis luxury sedan at Jack Ingram Select. It's there for one reason. It has passed the most stringent of tests for resale. That's always been the deal with the folks at Ingram, one of the last true family automobile dealerships in the state of Alabama. And the Select program, which was launched by John Ingram, has raised the bar for qualification for cars to be resold, because they've always been committed to not reselling somebody else's troubles, but they've taken it a step further. It starts with an 84. The engine is the first thing you worry about with a car that's got some age on it. So they go through 84 different parts of the engine to make sure they still meet factory specs. Then it's got to pass the Carfax vehicle history report, get to the body shop for conditioning and inspection. And if it passes all of that, then and only then does it become something they're willing to sell. And this Grand Marquis is available for $9,000 at Jack Ingram Select. And this, like any other vehicle that's there, has a factory certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program, which qualifies Fords, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, and imports, all with a factory warranty. And they try to take the guesswork. I mean, all you really need to do is think about this car or any of the others. They have more cars available under $20,000 than anybody else. So you can look at it, decide whether it's right for your personal needs, your business, your family, a new driver, whatever the need happens to be, that it's right, and not worry about that. And by the way, they back that up, the warranty, with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and even rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. To see this Marquis and all the other great machines available under $20,000, visit jackingramselect.com at 3:48. What did you find out from Mom?
Like, she's not as quick with the text as you are. But, like, I'm trying to go back in my memory. You know, I was like a wee little tot in your heyday, Greg.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard for me to remember all of the...
I wish I could remember. It was a popular place. And it was kind of a
in between house. Oakland and Sunrise on the on the Intercoastal, on the water.
And I believe
it's not Shooters.
Maybe it was Shooters.
You got Shooters. You got Septembers that used to be over off of A1A in Oakland.
So we had this contest. It ended up somebody got to go with me to have lunch with Bert Reynolds, and he was going through the motions.
A bad day?
I think he was hungover.
That's what the next question was. Hungover? Maybe
1 o'clock in the hot sun, outside. He didn't even bother to clean the wax off his toupee area.
Bad. No, let me ask you. I'm sure in your radio days...
Are you wearing frosted flakes up there today, Bert, or what?
In your radio days, you had to do some of those kind of things where, hey, like it or not, you got to have lunch or dinner with this listener.
Yes.
Were you always on?
Greg Bedell's always on.
I mean, honestly, were you always on?
Yeah, I think so. I can't think of a situation. Sometimes I was too on.
I got you. No, I got you. pinning those meetings.
Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Shooters because it's not the Boatyard.
Shooters sounds right. That sounds right. I can't believe it's been so long that I've forgotten these Benchmark Destinies that.
I'm going down there next week. Well, not next week, next weekend for spring break. And I'm going to live my best life. I'm just going to let everybody know. Don't call me. Don't text me. I'm giving the kids to my parents, and Jared and I are going to go fishing, and we're going to eat dinner without our kids.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
I have to ask, does this restricted list include even me?
Oh, no. Like, I'll call you guys, but I'm saying, like, listen, if you're a client, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, you got to have that time.
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Some of us have a little more dedication that, like, when I'm in Jamaica, I'm not afraid to sign a real estate contract while I'm on the beach.
I know, Eddie, because you sold me my house partly when you were on a weeks-long vacation there, and I believe also in Vegas for a portion of it.
I believe you could be correct.
So, but no, like, obviously, all kidding aside.
Quick question. Have you made your appointment for a massage at AMS?
Not yet, because I'm still waiting for you to get me the name of who you would recommend. I'm sure everybody's great.
Ashley.
Okay, on it.
Ashley.
I'm going to go next week, then.
Rave reviews for Ashley.
Well, Ashley, I don't think we'll know what she's getting herself into because I have, like, it's going to be like kneading bread in my back. There's so many knots. Like, I'm going to be like, get in there. Get in there.
Oh, she will. She will. She knows where all, like, the secret spots are.
Like, you need to get in there, Ashley, because there's a lot of stress back there.
Oh, yeah, after the election and all? Yeah.
AMS Studios, by the way, with Mother's Day coming up, browse their website, ams-studios.com, and we'll tell you more later in the show. Sugar waxing.
No, you don't. That's.
They also have. My friend Roberto was telling me they have the newest in electrolysis technology that's virtually pain free. But, guys, there are a number of pampering services available at AMS, which is really a cool place. And they will be bringing us the weekend binge. And we're not talking about drinking, we're talking about some shows you may want to check out on your streaming services with Ellen Murray. That's coming up later this afternoon here on News Talk at 3:52. I think we have. I want to work on the Jake Wellen pile today. What did your mom say?
She's like, no, I'm gonna have to call her. Like, on a. Oh wait, hold on. No, she still hasn't responded.
Maybe she's got something.
We can have Rosie dial her number and we can put her on the air.
Oh, she would be so mad. Yeah. Like, you've met my mom.
We don't want to do that tomorrow.
She would be like, Jake Wellen.
Yeah, but she would do that on the air?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
She'd be saying that, but secretly she would love it.
She would.
To be on Greg Budell's show.
She probably wouldn't send me to voicemail, to be quite honest. Oh. Call her. I don't care. Call her.
Straight to voicemail.
Let's see if she gets back to us. Ask her if she wants to come on the air. She's been on with us.
If you don't message me back, Greg's going to call you on air.
Ooh.
Voice to text.
Yeah. That's funny.
Friends always work with mom.
I mean, yeah. Speaking of my mom. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about my sweet mama. One time we were in college, right? Yeah. And this was back in the day before, like, you know, cell phones. We had caller ID, but, like, there was, like, this thing that you could, like, anonymously call from a number. And would, like, you could type in, and it was, like, an audio recording. Okay, one time I was in college, and we told my mom that I'd been arrested for all things indecent exposure.
Oh, my God.
My mom was so angry at me when she found out that that was a joke. She didn't talk to me for, like, 4 days.
Wow.
I know. And my dad was like,
well, as a parent, I can certainly understand.
She's just disappointed in you. And I'm like, but it was a joke. Like, it's not like I actually got arrested. And then I was thinking, she's more mad at me over this joke than had I really been arrested.
Yes, exactly. Because you forced her to go through all those emotions.
Right. So after that, like, I don't play with my mom anymore because I've realized, like, she has zero sense of humor.
Some people don't like to be pranked.
Yes.
She's not somebody that you want to, like, spring a surprise on. You don't know how she's going to react. Yeah.
Well, we have time for one Jake Cullen item before we hit the top of the hour. It's already 4 o'clock, man.
She's also not easily threatened, apparently.
Yeah?
She's like, I don't care.
Nothing. I love it.
All right. The story begins. My wife and I have been married 16 years, have 2 kids. Our sex life had been declining for a while. Where we once had matching libido, she'd gotten to where she was rejecting my advances most of the time. And we were only intimate every couple of months. About a year ago, I talked to her about it outside the bedroom, thinking we'd work on it and improve that part of our marriage. Instead, she told me she was done with sex. She even brought up the idea of a sexual surrogate, which I wasn't interested in. After that, we've tried to do it a couple of times, but she was so obviously not into it, I gave up trying. I don't want a divorce. I'm thinking I might be interested in the surrogate idea, but wouldn't know how to go about it. I really wasn't into... What is casual sex? You put on a t-shirt and...
Yeah.
Crappy underwear?
Pretty much.
But I also don't want to be chased for the rest of my life. Not chased as in chased by women, but C-H-A-S-T-E.
Like
I'm only in my 40s. Help, what do you tell this guy?
I am not a therapist.
Oh, thanks for writing. We will be...
I know what to tell the guy.
Oh, Eddie.
Go to the doctor.
Yes.
I
would start with a doctor.
Yeah.
Then obviously, there had to be some counseling.
It could be something physiology.
If you want to be happy the rest of your life, and you're in your 40s now, and you're kind of miserable, need to explore separation.
Separation is not always the option, Eddie.
Well, I was going to go with divorce.
I have a story for you, too.
I was trying to be gentle.
Read the room.
See that Airbnb is banning hosts from spying on guests with indoor cameras?
Yeah, why does that have to be a rule?
That should be common sense.
Right, why does that have to be a rule?
Like, but, Eddie, I'm not gonna rent from your Airbnb because I'm scared you're gonna watch.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, we have
security
cameras.
Well, what would you be doing that he would be watching?
I wouldn't be there. My family would be there, so I don't care what you do.
But we have security cameras, but it's important to have security cameras.
Yeah.
But it's important to tell them, hey, this is where they're at. You know?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we have a Ring doorbell, so like, don't do anything stupid at the front door because we know it's you.
And I want to put a live webcam down on the dock, but
I feel like it's fine as long as you like maybe even here's a classy way to do that. Have like a little sign, like a little 5x7 mm-hmm. on the counter, and it's like, hey, by the way, just remember, there's a live webcam on the dock, so like no chunky dunking, skinny dipping.
Or if
foolishness,
you do,
or no,
it's
going
to be on the web, and it's on the web forever.
It's like skinny dipping, but
not.
A
fat boy like me jumps in. Come on. Call it what it is.
What?
Montgomery Men's Health.
$9.99. Or $99. T-test.
They can change your life. Yep. Absolutely. Two things that affect most men as we age, erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Denying it, putting it off, being ashamed about it is such a colossal waste when there are solutions, medical solutions available to turn those situations around. And you got to go to a doctor for this, right? Well, yeah, but you want a medical solution and not a theory in a capsule to fix the problem. If you're lacking motivation, energy, always tired, unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or you just kind of feel like you're going through the motions in a fog sort of... knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend that men as young as 18 get the testosterone and PSA check every year to make sure prostate health is in good shape on an annual basis. And all of this is information I've learned from Hannah and the team at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from this and don't even realize it, but low T affects the quality of life big time. Now, here is the $99 deal. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation. So you get the test, the result, and a plan on how to fix it if the numbers are below what they should be. They have low-T treatments that can change lives up to age 95. That's pretty impressive. Men can experience better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, better sleep, a faster metabolism. In fact, they can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health. But you can book the same day that you call. That's 334-440-3663. 334-440-3663. Or go online at montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. To the traffic dungeon we go as we get ready for the 4 to 5 hour.
Well, we are looking pretty good everywhere. We are hearing some reports that I-65 northbound out of Montgomery rolling a little busy this afternoon. And we are busy all around the boulevards, I-65 and 85, looking good through the interchange. Just a lot of heavy traffic. All of our outbound arteries are also light to mostly moderate, like 231 to Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331 outbound. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere right at the moment. A couple of minor accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer.